Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
BusConnex is embedding itself in the life of Dubliners on a regular basis, but locals in Chapel Lizard said they've been completely cut off since the new number 80 route replaced the number 26. There was a big public meeting that was organised by local TD Jen Cummins. We'll speak to her in just a moment. It was so large, it had to be split into two sessions so they could get through all of the complaints that were raised. We'll talk to Jen in just a moment. But first, I'm joined by someone who lives in Chapel Lizard and who gets the bus all the time, Sabrina Mendez. Sabrina, good morning.
Morning, Jonathan.
How difficult is it for you right now to use public transport where you are, and how would it change under BusConnex?
Oh, it's definitely a lot harder than it used to be. Before, it was a very straight bus that would go from Liffey Valley all the way to Marion Square. So it had access to all the main points, you know, O'Connell Bridge, Trinity College, Marion Square and others. And now, at minimum of two buses, an extra 30 to 45 minutes for everyone in all the villages to get to work, to get to school, to college and everything.
Why does it take so long? Is it that you have to get off one bus and get on another?
Yes, exactly. And where you have to take the other bus, it's always so busy. Rarely you can actually get in, so it's actually a lot harder.
But the point of this, Sabrina, was to make your life easier, to make buses more frequent. Do you feel as if it hasn't been working?
Oh, it's not working at all. It said it should be every 10, 15 minutes, but that's definitely not the case. It's minimum of 30-minute wait now for a bus. And again, that's when it shows up, because we're having so many buses that say it's going to be in the next 5 minutes. They just never appear.
Ah, OK. So in other words, that you are living with the ghost buses that we hear about.
Yes.
And is it that they're on the screen? So just help me stand at the bus stop with you. You're standing there looking at the little screen and the bus is counting down from 10 minutes to 5 minutes and just never turns up. And you grow incredibly frustrated and don't know if the next one will turn up.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's like that on the apps as well. So you cannot even rely on the apps either.
Do you feel as if you're being listened to right now, Sabrina? I mean, who have you complained to about this?
Oh, there have been a few complaints. First, there was a petition that now has 1,000 signatures. So that brought up the attention of a few TDs, and they did bring it up to the NTA, but a few weeks of communication and no one's getting back to us.
Right. And you're ringing and you're complaining, but there's no one listening to you. They might say this is teething and they're getting used to it and it will get better. Do you believe them?
Honestly, I don't think so, especially because it's, even if it works, even if the bus is every 10 minutes, as I say so, it's still, the connection just doesn't work. The connection to the second bus, it just doesn't make sense, because sometimes the previous bus just left 2 minutes before. And then you have to wait an extra 30 minutes for the next one. And that's, again, when they're not too packed that you can actually get in. So even if this bus works, I do think that we need a better option, because the villages around Chapel Lizard, the Island Bridge, Inchcore, all of them, they've been affected because they don't have a direct connection to any of the main areas in Dublin. And we're only like 6 kilometers from the city center. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Well, Sabrina, we did get a statement from the NTA about this. They're acknowledging your concern, so that's something. They're at least acknowledging that it exists, but they go on about a lot of excuses. Shortage of drivers, traffic, bus lanes not being present everywhere, you know, journeys have to be cancelled because the buses don't reach the end of the outbound trip. Now, they say they're talking to operators about performance of the routes and will continue to work with them to identify adjustments. But in the meantime, you just have to live this very frustrating existence where you don't know if you can get to work on time.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly it. And it's not just me, you know, it's not just people going to work, it's people going to college. Someone mentioned from 1.5 hours to get to school. Now they're taking 2.5, sometimes 2 hours and 45 minutes just to get to college. So many people mentioned detentions for their kids, that because they're always late now, meetings with clients, moms trying to bring kids to the doctor. And she said she was waiting for a bus for 1 hour, over an hour, on the rain, you know, had taken 3 buses to get home just to try to bring her baby to a doctor appointment, which she ended up missing. So many stories there that is just heartbreaking.
Sabrina, very well enunciated. Thank you so much for coming into studio this morning. Hopefully that you didn't have to get 16 buses in. But look, thank you so much for taking the time, and we'll see what more we can get done for you. All right.
Yeah, that's amazing. Thanks so much for having me.
Let's talk to Jen Commons, Social Democrat TD, who's also in our Dublin studio, TD for Dublin South Central. Jen, this isn't Outer Mongolia we're talking about. This is Chapel Isset and Highland Bridge. You'd walk it in 90 minutes. It's taken over 2 hours to get in the buses. What has gone wrong?
Yeah, I suppose this all started when my inbox started to fill up at around the bit, kind of around October time. And there were so many emails coming in complaining about this new number 80 bus. I was thinking, okay, I need to meet people and see what's going on. So I, you know, applied to Dublin City Council to get the posters, put the posters up, and thought, you know, invited a few people in case people didn't turn up on that, you know, thinking maybe people from my own branch or, you know, would come, my own team were there. And we couldn't believe it, actually, the amount of people. We also sent out letters, sorry, I should say as well, to people living in the area and saying we're having a public meeting. I couldn't believe it when we were there. We were in Dunor Harriers in the athletics club, and like the room was already full, and I was thinking, gosh, there's still people coming in to sign in. And I said, so I looked out and there was people out, like out of the room, down the stairs and into the car park. And I was thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? They're not all going to fit in the room. So
you needed a bigger boat.
It was like, there was so many people, and it wasn't a particularly warm evening either. So what we decided to do was there was another room upstairs, which is the gym there. So we put people into the gym so they didn't have to wait in the cold. And then I asked people, you know, can we have two meetings basically, because I needed to hear what people were saying. That was the whole purpose of the meeting, was to hear what people were saying and try and find ways to address this. So we did that. Okay. We did the first meeting for 40 minutes, and then they swapped over and we did the next meeting for probably about 45 minutes. And in that meeting, what they were saying was very, very much to what's already been said. You know, buses not turning up, buses being cancelled, ghost buses, when the bus arrives that it's totally full already. So that's particularly difficult for people with mobility issues, and also parents with prams and buggies and small children. So, you know, they were the route that it's going now doesn't suit people. I think one person said, why do we want to go to Palmerstown Park? We live beside the Phoenix Park. I thought that was, you know, that kind of demonstrated
to explain to the people who don't live in Chapel Isset and indeed who don't have bus connects where they are in the country, the whole point of this was to create, I mean, we all know what it's like to get the tube in London. You'll get the Hammersmith line to somewhere, then you'll switch on to the District line. And it was to try and create a bus version of that, rather than have all the buses that would come in and get stuck in College Green and supposedly more efficient. It sounds like it's a massive step backwards, because you cannot guarantee the buses are going to arrive when they need to.
Yeah, and there's less buses now than there was previously. I know that Bus Connects wants to connect people from further out into the city and cross city, etc. And that's fantastic for those people. But
they're not winning under this system either.
I don't think
so either.
They're
going to be stuck in the same buses that are lost.
I don't think so either. And for Chapel Isset, they seem to be forgotten. It's the same in Inchicore, Bluebell. They have the same issues there. Kimmage seems to have the same problems. And like the reality is that if people cannot get where they're supposed to go in and now it's taking longer, they're not going to take the bus. They're going to go back in the car. And we did hear that from parents whose children were going to school, not towards the city, but the other direction. And they were late. They were so late because buses didn't turn up, or they were packed, or whatever else it was, that they were getting detention. So now those parents are driving them that direction away from the city and then sitting in the traffic to come back to Chapel Isset. So it's creating havoc for people.
That's just completely pointless. I mean,
totally
I am
pointless.
I'm fully convinced, by the way, that somebody in the know, in the bus world, decides that the buses they're going to take out of the system are the ones that will bring the children to school and bring them home. I'm fully convinced that there is an evil at play here. I don't know why, I can't justify it, but here we go. Mm-hmm. Lots of texts on this, Jen. Chapel Lizard has been abandoned. Whoever designed the number 80 route is not familiar with Dublin. The new way is absolutely crazy, totally useless to anyone who has to travel to the city centre. Someone else says, it feels like Bus Connects is a failure in every area of Dublin where it has been introduced. Kevin is in Old Town, County Meath. Morning, Kevin. Ridiculous changes to the bus service. My grandsons live on the amorphous border between Finglas, Ballymun and Glasnevin. They attend Gaelscoil in Glasnevin. In former times, it would have been a 19 or a 19A. Nowadays, they have to take the N4 down Ballymun Avenue and change to the E1, E2 to go down the Ballymun Road. The big issue here seems to be, Jen, the crux of this is that you have to change bus.
Yeah.
That you have to get off one and get on another. We could have told them that was going to be messy.
I mean, the thing is, if they had planned that part well, that's one thing, but they haven't. So what I heard at the meeting was people are expected to get off the bus and transfer to another bus. So as already outlined, those timings don't work correctly. Another suggestion was to take the Red Lewis line at Houston Station, but I don't know if you've ever been to Houston, and that line is like it is jammed all of the time. Like you cannot get on it. And so that isn't practical. And it's definitely not practical if you're bringing your shopping. It's not practical if you are a wheelchair user. And it's not practical if you have a buggy and loads of kids around you. So, you know, like we have to be realistic here that this bus service was working so well before. So it is not understandable why they have made it even worse for people. And they are, you know, they are disconnecting this community. And there's another community in my constituency also fighting for the same thing because it's cutting people off from where they need to go. And
best intentions, Jen, sometimes go awry. And the sooner you admit that, the better. So many more texts have come in on this, by the way, that we'll have to come back to them after 11 o'clock. Jen Cummins,
thanks
Social
so
Democrat TD for Dublin South Central. Thanks very much for joining us. If you're caught up in it, do drop us a text, 087-1400-106.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.